episode 1527, and wrap your gift.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I just love days like this, don't you? Take a deep breath. I want you to feel your breath, feel your heartbeat. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection. Unwrap your gift. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of your days are chasing something that isn't yours? Unwrap your gift and experience a full life, a life that God wants to create for you. In fact, He's already created for you. It's just whether or not you're willing to walk in the life that He has created. Too much of what we want in life is sometimes what shouldn't be ours to begin with. But the temptation and the desire to have what we want can get in the way of what God desires for us. And nothing is worse than us getting in the way of God. Have you ever stepped in His way? Think about walking into oncoming traffic. That's what we do when we step in God's way. All of a sudden, you're like, ah, deer in the headlights. And you don't know what to do. How many times have you been successful in doing things your way? If I think back to the times of what I wanted rather than leaning into what God wanted, I was always left with a feeling of emptiness. In fact, I was empty. I walked away either from the situation or the activity, whatever was going on, with a feeling of, why did I do this? I'm exhausted. I started exhausted. I ended exhausted. I don't feel like I impacted anywhere. In fact, I feel even more empty. Unwrap your gift. You have been given unique talents and gifts that set you apart from the pack. It's what makes you unique. And wrapped in these talents and gifts are the key to discovering whom God created you to be and your calling. When you operate in your gifts, you live within God's divine design. How extraordinary! How magnificent! Unwrap your gift. It's like Christmas every single day. Well, at least that's how God sees it. Because you're unwrapping His gift to you. As I've been working on the AIM Academy and constructing some coursework, I've been challenged by the thoughts of my own gifts and talents. Am I using what God has given me? That's a hard question to answer. But then it's taking it a step further. Am I using God's given gifts and talents? Or am I out searching for my own? Do I want to fulfill my own stuff, what I see? Or am I truly using God's given gifts and talents? Oh, how we can complicate what we think is our gifts versus what really is. We can try and make things happen because of our selfish desires. Been there, done that. Oh, I was successful, all right. But my success wasn't about what I got from the experience. The success was more of God won and I didn't. My prayer is for you to discover the gifts and talents God wants for you, not just the ones that catch your personal interest. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." He already designed these incredible gifts and talents that only you can fulfill. Now, if we can get our little earthly pea brain wrapped around this idea that God has given us our gifts and talents that will unlock tremendous opportunities if we lean in to the gifts and talents and if we lean on God Himself. I've chased my own interest, and boy, that didn't get me very far. In fact, it usually was harder work than that of tuning into God's gifts and talents. So I ask you, how are you using your gifts? Are you leaving them to develop themselves, or are you honing your skills? Every good and perfect gift is from above. That's what it says in James 1:7. We're not to take anything for granted. Your gifts are not to be wasted. They are to be cherished, developed, and strengthened further. Proverbs 22:29 says this, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings." Don't you want to serve before kings? Have you ever gone into a place, and it doesn't matter what that person is doing? It could be your Walmart greeter. In fact, my dad, he said, "You know, honey, when I retire, I'm going to be a Walmart greeter." I said, "You can do that, Dad. You'd be so good at it." He would know everybody's name. And then he would know the people that would come in from another town. And he would say, "I don't know you. I want to get to know you." That was just my dad. But have you ever walked into a Walmart and there's a greeter there with a smiley face saying, "Good morning, good afternoon, how are you?" and actually means it? When you see someone skilled at their work and doing the work that they were created to do in their place at their time, what happens? They shine. There's something about them. You can go to a restaurant and you can have this incredible waitress serve you as you dine because you want to take a day off from your own kitchen. Well, why not? We all deserve a break once in a while. So let's go and take a day off. And yet you're greeted by this incredible waitress who is taking care of your every need during your meal. At that moment in time, she or he are using their skills to serve you. When you see someone who's skilled at their work, your physician, your attorney, you're not going to go out and hire somebody who can't do a good job, are you? Most of us don't do that. You wouldn't go and hire a bricklayer to put in carpet in your house. Scratch your head, that didn't make sense. You're right, it doesn't make sense. The same way that how we are using our gifts and talents, if we don't use what God has given us, we're trying to be the bricklayer who's laying carpet, doesn't make sense. You need to have a carpet layer, someone who is skilled at corners, matching edges just perfectly. That's who you want laying your carpet. Your gifts should not be wasted. They are to be cherished, developed, and strengthened. Unwrap your gifts. Don't let your gifts go unclaimed or buried simply because of excuses or a way of life you've chosen. Now, this isn't about guilt. This is about what? A time of reflection, a time of self-examination during this time of Lent, and a time in your week where you can reflect, ponder if you're using your gifts and talents. Maybe you have been all along, but you can take them even further. You can develop them more. It's pretty incredible when somebody comes up to you, the feeling, and someone says, "Oh my gosh, you are so good at what you do." How does that make you feel? You just smile right from the inside out, literally, and all of a sudden you're beaming. When you're using your God-given gifts and talents, that is what happens. It is life-changing, not only for you, but for the world that you touch, live, love, impact. Don't take for granted what God has given to you. Unwrap your gift. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.